You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Fast Days. Asara B'Tevet is a rabbinic fast day that occurs on the 10th of Tevet, in December or January on the secular calendar, and is celebrated as a day fast. It is a day of grief and mourning over the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem that led to the destruction of the temple. It has become a day of mourning for those lost in the Shoah, the Holocaust. It is a time of fasting, prayer, and self-reflection. Fasting begins at dawn and ends at sundown. This is one of the public fast days, the others being Tzom Gedalia, Shiva Asara B'Tammuz, and Tana Esther. If Asara B'Tevet falls on Shabbat, the fast is delayed. Eating and drinking are not permitted. Those in ill health, pregnant women, nursing mothers, and children are exempt from the fast. In Israel, Kaddish, which is prayer for the dead, is said for those whose date or place of death is not known. Shiva Asara B'Tammuz, the fast of the 17th of Tammuz, is a rabbinic fast day that occurs on the 17th of Tammuz, which falls in June or July on the secular calendar. The 17th of Tammuz is a day fast commemorating the many tragedies that have befallen the Jewish people on this day. This day is celebrated by the fast, special prayers, and the beginning of the 3 weeks, which is the annual period of mourning over the destruction of the first and second temples. According to Ta'anit 26b, 5 tragedies have befallen the Jewish people on this date. They are: Moses smashed the tablets of the covenant at Mount Sinai, the daily tamid, which was a twice daily sacrificial offerings, ceased, the walls of Jerusalem were breached by the Romans, Roman military leader Postumus burned a Sefer Torah, which is a Torah scroll, and an idol was erected in the Holy Temple by King Manasseh. Ta'anit Esther is a rabbinic fast day that occurs on the 13th of Adar, the day before Purim, and falls in February-March on the secular calendar. It is a day fast that commemorates the 3-day fast of Esther, Mordecai, and all of Klal Israel, as described in the Book of Esther. It is celebrated by fasting, giving to the poor, prayer, and reading the Book of Esther. Fasting begins at dawn and ends at sundown. This is one of the public fast days, the others being Tzom Gedalia, Shiva Asara B'Tammuz, and Asara B'Tevet. If the fast of Esther falls on Shabbat, the fast is observed the preceding Thursday. Eating and drinking are not permitted. Those in ill health, pregnant women, nursing mothers, and children are exempt from the fast. Tish B'Av is a rabbinic fast day that occurs on the 9th of Av, July or August on the secular calendar. This day is a day of fasting and commemorating the multiple tragedies that have occurred on this day, most notably the expulsion of the Jews from Spain in 1492. Tish B'Av primarily commemorates the destruction of the first and second temples, both of which were destroyed on the 9th of Av. Tish B'Av is the culmination of a 3-week period of increasing mourning, beginning with the fast of the 17th of Tammuz, which commemorates the first breach in the walls of Jerusalem, before the first temple was destroyed. During this 3-week period, weddings and other parties are not permitted, and people refrain from cutting their hair. From the 1st to the 9th of Av, it is customary to refrain from eating meat or drinking wine except on Shabbat, and from wearing new clothing. The restrictions on Tish B'Av include refraining from eating and drinking, even water, washing, bathing, shaving or wearing cosmetics, wearing leather shoes, engaging in sexual relations, and studying Torah. Work in the ordinary sense of the word is also restricted. Many of the traditional mourning practices are observed. People refrain from smiles, laughter, and idle conversation, and sit on low stools. In synagogue, the Book of Lamentations is read, and morning prayers are recited. The Ark, the cabinet where the Torah is kept, is draped in black. According to Ta'anit 26b, 5 tragedies befell the Jewish people on this date. They include the decree that the Hebrews would not enter the land of Israel, the destruction of the first holy temple, the destruction of the second holy temple, Beitar was captured, and Jerusalem was razed. Tzom Gedaliah is a minor holiday. It is a rabbinic fast day that occurs on 3 of Tishrei, September or October in the secular calendar. It is a day fast that commemorates the assassination of Gedaliah ben Ahikam. It is celebrated by prayer and the reading of the 13 divine attributes, which are found in Exodus 34, verses 5 through 7. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is a biblical holiday that falls on the 10th of Tishrei, September or October in the secular calendar. It is a day set aside to afflict the soul, to atone for the sins of the past year. Yom Kippur atones only for sins between man and God, not for sins against another person. To atone for sins against another person, you must first seek reconciliation with that person, righting the wrongs you committed against them. The holiday is instituted in Leviticus 23, verse 27. No work can be performed on the day. On Eruv Yom Kippur, the night of 9th of Tishrei, the service is commonly known as Kol Nidre, which means all vows, named for the prayer that begins the service. In Kol Nidre, we ask God to annul all personal vows we may make in the next year. It refers only to vows between the person making them and God. Much of the day is spent in the synagogue, where the regular daily prayers are expanded. There is a special prayer book called the Machzor used for Yom Kippur. Services begin at mid-morning and continue through mid-afternoon. People then usually go home for an afternoon nap and return a couple of hours later for the afternoon and evening services, which continue until nightfall. The services end at nightfall with the blowing of the Tikkia Gedola, a long blast on the shofar. Yom Kippur is a complete 25-hour fast, beginning before sunset on the evening before Yom Kippur and ending after nightfall on the day of Yom Kippur. The Talmud also specifies additional restrictions that include washing and bathing, anointing one's bodies with cosmetics, deodorants, etc., wearing leather shoes, and engaging in sexual relations are all prohibited on Yom Kippur. It's customary to wear white on the holiday, which symbolizes purity and calls to mind the promise that our sins shall be made as white as snow. Some people wear a kittel, a white robe in which the man is married and the dead are buried. Thank you for listening to Fast Days. Shalom.